chance to win 1 million rupees, mobile phones and many more exciting prizes. Receive your foreign remittances via People's Bank, e-remittance, Swift or Telex. People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
In a few moments, the news. People's Bank, the pulse of the people. This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation. The news edited by Darshan Ashokakumaro and read by Niranjan Abhisundara. The impeachment against Shirani Bandaranaike is being debated in Parliament. Voting will be taken up at 6:30 p.m. Ms. Vimalathi Parasirisena say the Chief Justice has politicized her profession. Minister Vimali Veerawanks highlights that the Chief Justice remains in a position due to a hidden agenda to destabilize the country. The public flocked to Parliament roundabout to support the impeachment. They protest against the lawyers who try to curtail court activities. The impeachment motion against the Chief Justice is being debated in Parliament for the second day. Addressing the House, Minister Maithripala Sirisena said opposition was working with petty political agendas during the impeachment process. He also noted the opposition did not have the right vision on legal procedures and constitutional matters pertaining to the impeachment. The minister alleged that the opposition was trying to mislead the public and the international community by giving wrong interpretations to the constitution and the law. It is compulsory for all members of parliament to follow the provisions of the constitution. The minister questioned the ethical background of criticizing parliament by certain parliamentarians. He also explained that the Chief Justice had politicized her profession. Ms. Vimali Veerawanks said the Chief Justice remained in the position in the face of grave charges against her to fulfill her agendas to destabilize the country. The Chief Justice worked to hear a case relating to her by judges appointed by herself. She is currently towing the line of the LTT diaspora. The minister emphasized that she wanted to create a conflict between the judiciary and the government and give a bad image of the country to the international community. Minister Vasudevana Nekara noted that the opposition has joined with the Chief Justice to give a bad interpretation on the impeachment motion. The minister requested the members of the parliament to cast votes in favour of the impeachment to safeguard democracy in the country. Minister Rauf Hakim stated that the constitution is in the top of the hierarchy of the power structures in the country. Parliament is based on supremacy of the public. Senior Minister Diguna Sekara told the Parliament that the opposition should have presented an alternative report without withdrawing from the Parliament Select Committee, which investigated the charges. UNP parliamentarian Lakshman Kiriala requested the government to work in accordance with the decision made by the Supreme Court. Parliamentarian Thisartha Naik stressed the need of functioning the executive, legislative and judicial powers with checks and balances. Thousands of public have gathered at the Parliament roundabout to showcase their support of the impeachment motion against the Chief Justice that has been taken up for debate in Parliament. The public protested against the behaviour of the Chief Justice. They also urged all parliamentarians to cast their vote in favour of the impeachment motion to safeguard the supremacy of the Parliament and the sanctity of the judiciary. The public also expressed their displeasure over a small group of lawyers who attempted to curtail court activities yesterday and today. They also highlighted that supporters behind the Chief Justice are part of conspiracies against the country. The public promised not to betray the country that was liberated from 30 decades of long war to anyone. Our correspondents in Parliament reported that voting pertaining to the impeachment will be taken up at 6:30 p.m. today. Minister Priyanka Rajaratne points out if the Chief Justice is innocent on charges levelled at her, she should act in accordance to the country's law without messing up the significant institution in the country. The judges should be exemplary to the rest of the society. The minister also noted the Parliament had the right to inquire allegations against the Chief Justice, who is in the highest position with the calibre of interpreting the law. The minister was speaking at the opening of the drinking water project in Karuvelagaswara recently. The minister also emphasized the government adheres to the constitution and takes the right action against the people who have committed offences irrespective of their positions. The first copy of the compilation of academic articles named Arahat Sangamit was presented to President Mahinda Rajapaksa at Temple Trees this morning. The compilation has been rendered to commemorate Sangamitra Day. 1,000 bhikkhunis attended the event at Helda Temple Trees. This news broadcast comes to you from the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation.
People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
Director of the Climate Change Secretariat, Dr. Sunimal Jayathunga, says the National Climate Adaptation Plan will be released this year. The director added that the plan is being prepared with the assistance of expertise in the sector. He noted that sectors that could be severely hit by climate change have been earmarked. International organizations including UNEP, UNDP and ADB are assisting the project. The director also told the SLBC that a number of government institutions such as Ministries of Agriculture, Health and Disaster Management are to play a pivotal role in the climate adaptation plan. The Climate Change Secretariat operates as a national designated authority in regard to climate change issues. Department of Irrigation announced that 60 out of 71 tanks throughout the island have reached spill level. Director of the Waters Management Division of the Department, Janaki Migastana, said 22 sluice gates have already been opened. Areas including Parakrama Samudra in Puranaru and Kantara Reservoir in Trincomalee received the highest rainfall last month since 1980. The director told the SLBC that duty officers of the department are vigilant on the situation of the tanks and reservoirs and ready to keep the public updated. To end the local news, the main points once again. The impeachment against Shirandi Bandaranaike is being debated in Parliament. Voting will be taken up at 6:30 p.m. Mr. Maithripala Sirisena says the Chief Justice has politicized her profession. Minister Vimal Wirabhaksa highlights that the Chief Justice remains in a position due to a hidden agenda to destabilize the country. The public flocked to Parliament roundabout to support the impeachment. They protest against the lawyers who tried to curtail court activities. That ends local news for now.
This is your chance to win 1 million rupees, mobile phones and many more exciting prizes. Receive your foreign remittances via People's Bank, e-remittance, Swift or Telex. People's Bank, the pulse of the people.
And on to Watch Light, the National Transport Commission is conducting training workshops and awareness programs on road safety today and tomorrow for private bus owners, drivers and conductors in Trincomalee and Ampara districts, parallel to the Articula National Development Programme. That came to win Watchlight.
Easy leasing. Speedy leasing. Pleasing leasing. All you seek in vehicle leasing. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited. The people's friendly lease.
The Japanese government approves $116 billion stimulus package. Galaxy crash sparks large spiral. Jimmy Savile's scandal report reveals extent of abuse. The Japanese government has approved a fresh 10.3 trillion yen stimulus package in an attempt to spur revival of its economy. The package will include infrastructure spending as well as incentives for businesses to boost investment. Tokyo estimates that the stimulus will boost Japan's economy by 2% and create 600,000 jobs. Astronomers have spotted the largest known spiral galaxy by accident. A team was looking through data from the Galaxy Evolution Explorer satellite for a star-forming region around a galaxy called NGC 6872, but they were shocked to see a vast swath of ultraviolet light from young stars, indicating that the galaxy is actually big enough to accommodate five of our Milky Way galaxies within it. The find was reported at the American Astronomical Society meeting in the U.S. Children as young as 8 were abused by Jimmy Savile, a report detailing 50 years of allegations has revealed. The police and NSPCs outlined offences at 13 hospitals. Some 214 crimes recorded across 28 police force areas, including 34 of rape and penetration. The CPS apologised for its shortcomings in the Savile case, describing it as a watershed moment. To end the world news, the main points once again. The Japanese government approves $116 billion stimulus package. Galaxy crash sparks large spiral. Jimmy Savile's scandal report reveals extent of abuse. That ends world news. Up next is our main news story.
World News. Brought to you by courtesy of People's Leasing Company Limited. People's Leasing Company Limited, the people's friendly lease.
Easy leasing, speedy leasing, pleasing leasing. All you seek in vehicle leasing. People's Leasing Company Limited, the people's friendly lease.
The main news story is brought to you by Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
The impeachment motion against Sudhani Bandaranaike is being debated in Parliament. Voting will be taken up at 6:30 p.m. That was our main news story.
The main news story was brought to you by Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
The marvel product that has brought relief to billions the world over, Siddhalepa. Fever, headache, wheezing, toothache, muscle pain, backache from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Siddhalepa is the immediate relief giver to pain or discomfort in any part of your body. Siddhalepa is the Vedamahatmya who should be in every home.
Siddhalepa, a truly Sri Lankan product from the Siddhalepa Vedamahatmya.
Siddhalepa, a 2.5 gram pack is 25 rupees.
And on to sports news, Ian Healy has slammed Matthew Wade's wicket-keeping during the Test summer and said Australia needed to choose their best gloveman for the upcoming tours of India and England. Healy, who watched from the commentary box as Wade kept wicket for his first home summer, was disappointed not only with the way Wade missed opportunities for stumpings and catches, but also what he perceived as a lack of discipline in getting the basic rights. And on to business news. Australian enterprise resource planning and business intelligence software provider Pronto Software and Amazai Group announced opening of PSL Development Limited. PSL is Pronto's new development group based in Colombo. The Sri Lanka Development Group is an additional hub of innovation for Pronto's expanding portfolio of web, mobile and integrated technologies. The choice to establish the new development group in Sri Lanka is born from Pronto's already strong ties with the country. Sri Lanka has a fast-growing ICT industry and a good pool of IT talent, particularly in the area of mobility. That ends Businesses Conclude. Economic news follows.
National Savings Bank, the leader in developing you and your country.
Economic news, courtesy of National Savings Bank, your family bank.
The Northern Peninsula is preparing for the commencement of the Jaffna International Trade Fair 2013 on January 18th for the fourth consecutive year at the end of the Harvest Festival Taipunga. The exhibition, which has risen to a must-attend-to event by citizens, businessmen, traders and entrepreneurs of the North, will be held at Durepa Stadium in the heart of the peninsula. The trade fair, which comprises of both local and national stallholders, catering to a diverse variety of needs and services, drew a gathering over 50,000 visitors in its last edition and has been considered a single most focal point for a wide spectrum of investors and citizens. That ends the economic news, evening news broadcast. Back to Mario this Friday evening.
National Savings Bank, the leader in developing you and your country.
Economic news, courtesy of National Savings Bank, your family bank.